You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
How are you, Nicole?
I am well, thank you, Kelly. How are you?
I am good. I am very good because I see that euthanasia... No, I don't actually have any sort of leaning in this story, but euthanasia is now legal in Victoria.
Yes, the first state in the country to legalise assisted dying for the terminally ill. Do you have legally assisted dying in New Zealand?
I don't believe we do.
No, it's quite a Scandinavian...
It is. It's kind of that thing that everybody would go offshore to do, isn't it, in movies anyway?
Yeah. So this has been a long time coming, really. A lot of MPs in a lot of states around the country have been pushing for it, but Victoria has been the first. They debated it for more than 100 hours and passed both houses, and now it just needs to go to the governor, who gives the royal assent and it becomes law.
So do you think it's going to become law in other states as well?
Yeah, it could be possible.
I guess Victoria's sort of more of a liberal.
They are. So usually Victoria and Melbourne do things first. And eventually the other states will follow, but it could be some time to come.
Is there kind of stipulations around it, I suppose? Is there certain criteria that you have to meet before? Like, is it still quite conservative, or is it now open to, you know, anybody that's up for it?
There are a few, hoops to jump through. So you have to have only 6 months to live. And there are certain conditions. There are some that have that are exempted. So, for example, if you have multiple sclerosis, I think you might not have to fit within that 6 month time frame. It could be longer, like 12 months, because of the pain that's associated with those conditions.
Wow! Imagine if it spreads around Australia and then we have it here. Crazy.
I know. Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would be very interesting.
Yeah.
So, Don Burke. Somebody that has spoken out against indecent assault and sexual harassment allegations. Can you explain for our New Zealand listeners, who is Don Burke?
So Don Burke was from a TV show called Burke's Backyard, which was what it sounds like, it's a gardening show.
Right.
and I remember growing up with it, but it really had its heyday, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, I think. So... He's been in the public eye for ages. I think he's kind of was a trusted figure, but now it's sort of turned into, with all this Me Too and Harvey Weinstein stuff and everything that's spiralled on from that, he's been caught up in that. There's been a lot of allegations against him, and they're very, very serious allegations by a whole range of women, people who worked with him on the show, journalists, all sorts of people. And, he's responded to it saying, they're all lies, and he has undiagnosed Asperger's and can't see, he makes inappropriate jokes, and it's just a whole mess.
There been any kind of formal, complaints laid against him, or is it all just talk at the moment?
At the moment, it's just talk, and a lot of the allegations are from many years ago. So in terms of potential legal action and stuff, it's all unclear. But, there's so many voices, it's like hard to not listen to. And
exactly.
And in this interview, it's very strange the way that he responds to.
Oh, dear. Yeah. I also saw Triple J has decided to decouple the Hottest 100 from Australia Day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So this is that's been, again, one of those things that's been a push for a while. But
Because when I was living in Australia, that was like the biggest part of Australia Day. Like waiting for the Hottest 100. And everybody, like the days leading up to it, everybody was talking about, what they're voting for. And that's crazy. I can't believe they've done that.
They've changed it. So it's going to be on the fourth weekend of January. So it means that it could actually fall on Australia Day, but like now and then.
Yes.
So it's not really coupled to it.
Yeah. What was the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, the reasoning behind that was that a lot of Triple J's listeners in the 18 to 30 age bracket, you know, were recognising that Australia Day just marked colonisation and was Invasion right. Day, and they just didn't want it to, you know, they didn't want this to sort of celebrate it, I guess, or endorse
be associated
that day as a holiday.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Oh, well, that's still, as long as I've still got the Hottest 100, that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Nicole, and we will hear from you again next week.
No worries. Talk to you then.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.